Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little, and we are sitting down with Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini. And once again, we are talking about the Pella City budget. Last time we spoke, we talked about the general overview, how big the budget was. And last night at the special session, the different departments presented what they were asking for in their CIPs and what's going on in their departments. And so we're going to go a little bit deeper than we went last time. And first and foremost, Mike, I would like to thank you, as usual, for coming on Let's Talk Pella.
Evan, and likewise, it's always a pleasure to be here.
And so the overall city budget is about $39 million this year, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. The city's budget is just under $39 million in total, so it encompasses a wide variety of operations stretching from general governmental services, which people traditionally think about when they talk about city government, police, fire, quality of life services, library and park and rec services, but also the reason why our budget is so large for a town of 10,000 is it encompasses the utilities, namely the water utility and the electric utility, in addition to the general governmental services.
And property taxes are remaining the same under the current budget proposal, $10.20?
Yeah, that is correct, Evan. And we're proud to say for the 11th consecutive year, the city's tax rate will remain at $10.20 per $1,000 a taxable valuation on that. It is worth noting when we do talk about property taxes, which is always a sensitive issue with your listeners, as well as should be, it is important to know that $10.20, the city of Pella has one of the lowest property tax rates in the state. And that's in large part to the financial efforts of the mayor and the city council over the years, but the city takes a lot of pride in its property tax rate.
We talked a lot about the general budget stuff last time, so let's get into the more specifics. We mentioned utilities. The electric utility has a lot going on. The Southeast Switching Station is set to come online in a little less than 2 months now, and that's just one of many projects that you guys are working on. What can you tell us about the things that are in this year's budget for the electric utility?
Absolutely, Evan. And I think you hit the key word when you said the electric utility has a lot of activity going on. Right now, the city is in the throes, and it should be, goes without saying, the 2013 budget for the electric utility is based on the city's transition to Missouri River Energy Services. And the two glamour projects that we have going on for the electric utility are, is one, the Southeast Switching Station, which is about a $4.3 million project, and then also what is being proposed is a new substation located in the power plant where the cooling towers are currently located. That's roughly about a $4.1 million project. So those two substations, in essence, are about $8.5 million. Very large capital improvement projects for the electric utility, and that's a key part as far as our transition over to Missouri River Energy Services. Your listeners may or may not be aware, but as far as the substation, you mentioned the switching station that is nearing completion and scheduled to go into completion on April 1st. That's a good thing. It is currently on schedule. The Southeast Switching Station area that we're talking about is located just west of Pella Christian High School, and its purpose in life is it will connect the three area transmission lines into a single source, and it's a very important reliability asset as we move over to Missouri River Energy Services, once again scheduled to go into operation on April 1st. The new Clark Street substation is to move the circuits that are currently located within the city's power plant to a new substation to be able to serve that load via the substation instead of the city's power plant. That substation is due for completion on December 1st of this year, and we're currently in the process of completing the design services for the substation. We anticipate construction will be starting this summer. So those are the two larger projects. As far as more of a personal note, one of the things that was an emphasis for the city as far as the electric utilities budget is completion of the city's underground conversion projects, and we do have plans to complete those projects within the next 5 years within the city. And we're talking, when we talk about the underground conversion projects, Evan, your listeners may or may not be aware, but as far as the local distribution system is concerned, approximately 70% is currently underground. We have the remaining 30% to place underground. The cost to do that is about $2.5 million, and those projects will start being initiated in 2013 and hopefully be completed by June 30th, 2017. In essence, to summarize, the city's transition to Missouri River is a high priority and is reflective in the budget request for 2013. Equally important, and as much emphasis is being placed on the underground conversion projects. We're looking to start those as well for the utility in 2013 as well.
All right. And, you know, that's just one aspect. There are always more things to talk about, and I'm sure we'll be back talking about the other things that go along with that switch to Missouri River. And the other departments You know, aside from electric, there's quite a bit going on. The new police chief has some requests, you know, whether or not those things will happen. Those are right now being discussed as part of the budget process. And, of course, the fire department also has a couple of things on the CIP. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a little bit about those and, you know, what they're planning on hopefully doing?
Yeah, sure thing, Evan. When we talk about the police department, the issue for the police department, and I should say Chief Bokensky did a very good job articulating the needs of the police department. In particular, what was discussed last night with the council was the need for a four-wheel drive vehicle for the city of Pella's police department. And the chief cited industry standards as far as police departments, the needs for the four-wheel drive vehicle, the purpose of the vehicle, what it would serve, and also pointed out, and I think did a very good job in pointing out, that our officers, and it's not widely known through the community, but oftentimes when there is a medical emergency, our police officers are first on the scene and serve as first responders quite frequently. And with the four-wheel drive vehicle and the larger cargo capacity with that vehicle, it was pointed out that that would be advantageous for the roles that are asked for our police department. So in looking at the request from the chief, it was noted last night, the four-wheel drive vehicle, when you look at our fleet, currently we do not have a four-wheel drive vehicle, but due to the inclement weather, particularly during the wintertime, it would be advantageous to have a four-wheel drive vehicle. And secondly, when we look at the addition of a four-wheel drive vehicle, the whole thought of the police officers, in particular the Pella police officers, being the first responders to many scenes of accidents, is it would be advantageous to have a larger cargo capacity area for the vehicle. And so after a lot of discussion last night, council seemed to be in agreement with it, and that proposal will be carried forward to on the 2013 budget. I think when you talk about the 2013 budget, it's important to remember that this is just shy of a $39 million budget. There's lots of people that were involved in the budget process, and I'd like to thank the city staff for the hard work that they put forth in putting together this financial plan for the city of Pella. And I would also like to thank the mayor and council for their financial management practices for the city over the years. I think it's bode well for the city's budget and keep being able to maintain the rates where they are. And going forward, I feel very positive with the 2013 budget and also the city capital improvement spending plan through the year 2017 as well.
Well, thanks again for coming on Let's Talk Pella, Mike. It's always a pleasure.
And it's always a pleasure to be here, Evan. Thanks for having me here today.
Once again, this has been Let's Talk Pella. You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. Stay tuned. Your weather I forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.